Begin Perkavi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shluchim, the Shutafin, the laws of agents and of partners, which that we begin that part now of the halachas of Shutvin, in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, which in this Perk we discuss regarding the formation of partnership, the time of its undoing, regarding profits and losses. As Rambam gives halacha regarding when they want to create a partnership. K'sheyirtzu ha-shutafin l'shtatif, when partners want to create this partnership. But ma'yikne, so with what can they acquire kol echad mehem, each one of them, mamon chaver, the money of the other partner, lishtatev, but to make a partnership now in this joint venture. So im b'mois nishtatev, if they're making the partnership with monies, so yavi zemois, if this one brings his monies, yavi zemois, if he brings his monies, v'yitilu eison likis echad, and they put into one purse, v'yegbiyas akis shneim, and both of them individually lift up this pouch, this purse. But if they wrote a document and they had witnesses testify, which movable items cannot be acquired with a document. So even if they acquired from each one, he'll bring 100, he'll bring 100 and they'll make a partnership. So they haven't acquired by just writing this document. But then they have not yet become partners. Because coins, monies cannot be acquired with a transfer of chalipin. Now, the figure, therefore, in the b'shtar metalin, if they did become partners in other movable items, kivin shekonami yodim shiyavi, once they acquired from them that they're going to bring, even if they didn't bring, because chalipin for metalin, unlike that of mummies, does acquire in all places, that he's going to bring zechavita shayan, he's going to bring his barrel of wine, zechadish aldabash, he's going to bring his jug of honey, vadin yishtatfu ben, and they became partners in it. In other words, each one of them is acquiring a portion in his friends as a partnership, but not that they're literally switching one for the other. So Nasir Shutafman, they do become partners that way with Khalipin. Again, for the monies, we said they have to actually bring the physical monies because Khalipin doesn't work by that of monies. V'chein sotum evru perasein, if they're mixing together the produce, or shesachar mokam b'shutafas, or they're renting an area in the partnership, v'nich zekadoi, and this one puts on his jug, v'zechavita, and his barrel, and the shutafim that they're joining together, arelo shutafin, so then they become partners. Which closes over the rule of this is as follows. B'chol ha-diracham shekoyin ha-lekech, in all the ways that a consumer could purchase something, b'yisim ha-diracham atzmav, it's in those ways themselves, koyin ha-shutafin zeh mezeh, that the partners could acquire each one from the other, ha-mam and ha-mutl b'neim, l'shutafin, by the money that's placed between them to make a partnership. So just like money has its limitations, and a tatlan has to have its ways of kinyan, that's how it has to be done for the actual partnership. Halacha base. Regarding craftsmen, that they become partners in a certain craft. So, even if they made a kinyan one from the other, they're not partners. So, two tailors, or two weavers, where they make a stipulation between themselves. Whatever each one of them are going to do a job in their work, they're going to split those profits equally. In contrast, is called, there is no partnership at all. Because no one of them could acquire to the other partner, something that didn't come to the world yet. And this is not here, there's no entity over here that they're actually sharing in. It's a job that they're going to do later on. But if, let's say, they purchased the garments with their own monies, and they would stitch them and sell them, and they purchase the warp and the web thread from their own monies, they weave it and they sell it, and they're making a partnership in that principal money that they're using to purchase these items with. Oh, and then they're partners, because that's something that's here in the world, is the money that they're investing. Whatever they're going to gain with the wages of their work and with the business dealings, that's all going to be divided equally by the two of them. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the way that the gains and the losses are divided. Hashutafin shetiv lakis, regarding partners, that so they what's called placing into the purse, which is this partnership. Now, Zemon, the one person invested 100, Zemosan, one invested 200, Zesh Leshmesh, the other one invested 300. And they're all investing with these monies. And these losses or gains, the losses or the gains between them is going to be equal according to the number of people that are involved, and not according to the monies that were invested. Even if the ox was bought for slaughtering purpose, where the chiddush in that is, had they slaughtered the animal, each one obviously would take from the flesh of the animal according to how much money he invested. But in Mechadu, if they sold it when it was alive, and there's losses or gains, the gains or the losses are going to go equally besides the principal. That's one thing. The actual loss or gains are going to be divided equally by each one of them, no matter how much they invested. Now, when do we say this? If they went and they did business dealings with the monies that they were partners with. But if the monies are extant, they're still there. But and they weren't used yet. How's that possible? How are the gains or losses? They didn't do anything with it. Because of the fluctuation of the currency that was changed by the government, by the king or or the people of the country because of circulation reasons. Then the division of the profits or the losses are going to be divided according to the monies that were invested. When do we say this? When nothing was specified. But if let's say they stipulated, and which that's whatever it's going to be, as the Ram concludes this halacha, whatever they make up, they make up. So therefore, if they stipulated that the one invested 100 should take shleisha dirham in asacha, even though he invested the least, he's going to get 3/4 of the profits. And the one invested 200 is only going to take a quarter. That's what they made up. And even if let's say there's losses. They made up that he shouldn't lose. This one who, if there's a gain, is going to take 3/4 of the profits. When it comes to losses, he's going to only pay 1/4 of the loss. And the one who, if there's a gain, is going to take only 1/4 of the profits. When there's a loss, he's going to lose out 3/4 of the loss. So he's got the raw end on both ends. Doesn't make a difference. They divide the profits or the losses according to what they stipulated. Because any stipulation regarding monies is valid. And that's what they agreed upon from the beginning. L'chadal continues regarding the time of the undoing of the partnership. Hashutafin, the partners, that they stipulated between themselves. That they're going to stay with a partnership for a certain amount of time. So any one of them could be ma'akav al chaveir, could stop his friend. And he cannot let him divide and dissolve the partnership until the designated time reaches, or until they use up all the monies of the partnership. And not neither one of them could take his portion from the principal, or neither from the profits, until the end of the designated time. Now, let's say they became partners unspecified. Well, they covered them as man. They didn't make up a time how long this partnership was going to be for. Then they could separate, they could divide whenever any one of them wants to. And therefore this one takes his portion of the merchandise, and then the other one takes his portion. Now, let's say that type of merchandise did not have a halacha of division. Or even if you were divided, it would be a loss to the entity to divide such a thing. Then what they do is they sell it. And then divide the monies. Now let's say that merchandise had a known time when to sell it. Then anyone in the partner could stop. That it shouldn't be divided until the merchandise can be sold on this time when it's well known that this is when this item is sold. Now neither one of them takes from the principal of Leman HaRevach and not from the profits until the time of the division. Unless they stipulated otherwise. If let's say there was a debt owed to them by others, he cannot tell his friend, okay, let's not divide yet our profits until we collect all the debts that is owed to us. No, rather they divide. And when the debts are paid up, everyone will take their portion of that amount that was owed to them. Now, if let's say it was a debt on them, they were debtors to others, to creditors. So it depends. If they're not responsible one for the other, for example, let's say they both borrowed together money in a situation where each one took his individual responsibility, where they specified they're not responsible one for the other. So then chalken, they divide the enterprise. When it comes time for the debt that which is not due till later to pay up, each one will give their own portion. That's not due to the division because each one has separate responsibility. But if let's say they're responsible where that claimant could collect from any one of them the whole debt. For example, let's say they borrowed a one document, which we're presuming that they're responsible one from the other, since they didn't specify otherwise. Then kolechem ma'akav lachlik. Then any one of them could stop the division. Until the time of that document of the deed the debt that they owe, and then they pay up the debt, and then they pay up. Now, v'lo ma'akav, why could he hold back? Because his friend could tell him, look, since any one of us are responsible to pay up that whole document of the debt, let's still do business dealings with these monies until the designated time comes along when we owe that money. And Amalek Chabir, let's say his friend tells him, no, actually, let's divide now. But Tolat the dam connected Kalashar, and you take the money equivalent to the whole debt of that document that we owe. I want out. We owe this money. Okay, so we got to set aside that money. You do business yourself with it. Because you're saying we're wasting time. You go ahead, you do. It's not due for another few months. You do business. You'll pay up that whole debt of the document in its time. No. He could stop him from dissolving the partnership and to tell him, no, Shem and Avsel, I might lose out. Why? Because two have better chances of making profit than one person, and therefore I still want you to be in the partnership, and then we invest until we owe that document. I don't want to do it on my own. Halacha, hey, if someone gives money to his friend, to go to a certain country, a certain state, for merchandise, or to purchase friend produce for merchandise, or to sit in a store, in order to do business with his money in this store. So in the one who sent it cannot back out, and to take back the money from the partner. I mean, the recipient could back out because he's just like a worker, but the one who sent him cannot back out until he goes to the place which they stipulate and he comes back, or until he buys those produce and sells it, or he sits in that store, any one of those cases we mentioned. And the reason for that is, this is like the halacha that we said before, that's like when you set a time, and only up until then could you dissolve the partnership. Here also, that was a designated goal, and that's the time of when that entity could be dissolved, and therefore up until then he cannot ask for money back and dissolve it until that happened where he sat in the store, or he bought the merchandise, or he stole that merchandise.